This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Last week, Governor John Bel Edwards was successful in getting the federal government to reduce Louisiana's share of the disaster recovery cost from 25% to 10%. Today, he's headed back to D.C., and he'll be asking for more money.
Because it became apparent we could get it.
Initially, Louisiana was looking for $2 billion from the federal government. That's grown to $2.8 billion.
The single biggest part in terms of the money involved and probably in the importance of our ability to recover quickly and fully from this is the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Those grants will address both the August flooding in southeast Louisiana and the March flooding in north Louisiana.
What this extra money is going to help us do is rather than doing what was done after Katrina, where we focused on elevating businesses and elevating homes, how about we do flood control projects and floodplains that reduce the base flood elevation and obviate the need to raise structures.
Projects like the Comeat River Diversion.
That way they know the investment they're going to make in Louisiana will pay off in the long run by reducing the likelihood that we have this type of flooding going forward.
Governor Edwards will be in D.C. today and tomorrow and is expected to meet with Speaker Ryan. Congress will need to act quickly since they recess at the end of the month.
If you just turn on the news, you see how difficult it is for Congress to do anything these days. And we are trying to get an appropriation made to aid us in our recovery efforts just several weeks after the flood event itself. And so there's a lot that could happen. I'm actually optimistic that it is going to happen.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.